good evening. I'm your host. Welcome to Gator Swamp News, where the air is genteel, the waters are dark, and something is always watching.
Hi, and I'm your panelist, joined today by our guest.
Hi there. All right, let's get this over with. Can be rewritten as, oh, joy, time to hustle.
Thanks, all set. Let's kick this off.
Let's go ahead and make this happen, hopefully without too many hiccups.
All right, let's get this done, preferably with minimal hassle.
Might we dispense with this matter and proceed to a fresh topic, if you please?
It's day one of the Supreme Leader's funeral, and allies gather in Iran. Foreign dignitaries paid their respects. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei on Friday, as days of ceremonies got underway.
Which foreign dignitaries attended the funeral?
Your statement is phrased like a question, but it doesn't include any names, so I can't identify which dignitaries attended from what you've provided. Also, are you sure the funeral is for Ayatollah Ali Khamenei? He has not been reported as deceased in any credible coverage, so the premise may be inaccurate or based on misinformation. Can you share the article link or list the attendees mentioned in the text so I can answer precisely? If you meant a different Iranian leader's funeral, which one and on what date?
It seems there might be confusion or misinformation in your initial statement, as Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is still alive. Could you clarify or provide more context?
Might we at long last proceed to a new topic?
Exploring the nonlinear dynamics of paint rollers and strange attract. The study of nonlinear dynamics is a fascinating field of mathematics that has many applications in the real world. One of the most interesting applications of nonlinear dynamics is the use of paint rollers to create strange attractors. This technique was first used in the Sensoji Temple in Tokyo, Japan. The Sensoji Temple is a Buddhist temple that was built in the 7th century. It is one of the oldest and most important temples in Japan. The temple is known for its intricate and beautiful designs, which are created using paint rollers. The paint rollers are used to create strange attractors, which are patterns that are created by the nonlinear dynamics of the paint roller. The strange attractors created by the paint rollers are a unique form of art. They are created by the nonlinear dynamics of the paint roller, which creates patterns that are both beautiful and complex. The patterns created by the paint rollers are often referred to as strange attractors, because they are not easily predicted or understood. The strange attractors created by the paint rollers at the Sensoji Temple are an example of how nonlinear dynamics can be used to create beautiful and complex patterns. By understanding the nonlinear dynamics of the paint roller, we can create patterns that are both aesthetically pleasing and mathematically complex. The strange attractors created by the paint rollers at the Sensoji Temple are a testament to the power of nonlinear dynamics and its ability to create beautiful and complex patterns.
It seems there might be some confusion in your statement regarding the use of paint rollers at Sensoji Temple. While the temple is renowned for its traditional designs, there's no evidence suggesting it employs nonlinear dynamics or paint rollers to create strange attractors. It's possible you're referring to a modern art exhibit inspired by such concepts rather than the temple itself. If you have more details about this application, I'd love to explore it further.
Your critique seems right, Senso. Jai is famous for traditional architecture and decoration, but I'm not aware of any documented practice there involving paint rollers, nonlinear dynamics. Sor, strange attractors, and that claim reads more like a contemporary generative art framing than temple craft history. Strange attractor is also a specific term from dynamical systems E.G. Lorenz attractor, and would need clear evidence or a reproducible process to justify. Do you have a source, artist name, exhibition title, or photos linking Senso J specifically to paint roller made attractor patterns? If not, could the location have been another venue in Asakusa, Tokyo, or a modern installation loosely associated with the temple area?
Thank you for clarifying. Would you like me to help further with this topic?
Might we proceed to a different topic now? If you please.
U.S. officials believed Israel was plotting to kill Iranian negotiators. Any Israeli attempt to kill Abbas Araghchi, the foreign minister, or Mohammad Galibaf, the parliament speaker, would have derailed peace talks. American officials feared.
The situation involves U.S. officials' concerns about an alleged Israeli plot to assassinate Iranian negotiators Abbas Araghchi and Mohammad Galibaf, key figures in nuclear talks. The potential motivation could be Israel's opposition to a nuclear deal aiming to disrupt negotiations. The reliability of the intelligence behind these fears is unclear. the context likely relates to JCPO discussions, where disruption would have significant regional implications. The U.S. might have taken undisclosed measures if they believed the threat was credible, potentially affecting relations with both Israel and Iran. The outcome of these events remains uncertain, leaving questions about whether the feared plot impacted diplomatic efforts.
Your summary is plausible, but leans on several assumptions that need sourcing, especially that the talks were JCPOA-related and that Israel's motive was specifically to derail a nuclear deal rather than a broader deterrence retaliation strategy. The biggest gap is evidentiary without details on the intelligence sources corroboration and whether it was assessed as actionable. It's hard to judge how real the plot was versus a contingency U.S. officials worried about. Also, calling Arachai and Galibaf negotiators may be imprecise depending on their formal role in the specific talks cited. Which reporting are you relying on for the JCPOA linkage and for the claim that the U.S. took or considered undisclosed countermeasures?
Would you clarify if these U.S. officials' concerns were based on specific intelligence about an active plot, or were they more general fears based on broader geopolitical dynamics?
Might we move on to a new topic now, if it's not too much to ask?
Trump's National Guard deployment in Washington expands ahead of holiday. Nearly 5,000 Guard troops are in the Capitol, double the number initially deployed. Many have passed the time washing off graffiti and picking up trash.
Which holiday was this deployment in preparation for?
The deployment was expanded ahead of President's inauguration on Jan. 2020-21's not a holiday, but a major scheduled event following the Jan 6 attack. If you mean an actual holiday, do you mean the Martin Luther King Jr. Day weekend's Jan? Way teenagers that immediately preceded the inauguration. Can you clarify which article date you're referencing, since the headline framing it as a holiday is potentially misleading?
It seems there might be some confusion regarding the term holiday in your question. To clarify, are you referring to the inauguration of President Biden on January 20th, 2021? Or is there a specific holiday around that time you're asking about? Understanding this will help provide a more accurate response.
Might we, with due inevitability, proceed to a new topic now?
Deer Creek Amphitheater, Noblesville, Ion Monday 7395, canceled on account of gate crashing 7:02.
That's an intriguing piece of Nirvana history!
Gate. Crashing must have been pretty intense back then. Especially during the In Utero tour. What aspect of this incident fascinates you the most?
That's not quite right. I didn't tour in July 1995, because Kurt Cobain died in April 1994, so this Deer Creek 7-3 and 95 cancellation can't be In Utero era Nirvana history. Deer Creek did a notorious gate crash and riot incident on 7-2-95. But it's generally tied to other acts often cited as the Grateful Dead, not Nirvana. Are you sure the band is Nirvana and not another artist? And do you have a source or flyer for the 7-3-95 listing you're referencing?
It appears that the cancellation at Deer Creek Amphitheater on July 3rd, 1995 was due to a gate crashing incident involving fans of the Grateful Dead, not Nirvana. Since Kurt Cobain's passing in April 1994 ended Nirvana's touring activity, it couldn't have been them. The confusion likely arises from the prominence of both bands during that era, but historical records and tour schedules confirm the Grateful Dead were active at that time.
That's a wrap for today. Let's make like ninjas and vanish.
Woohoo! Let's disappear into thin air like sneaky ninjas, leaving behind only a faint trail of awesome vibes and maybe some pizza crumbs. Poof! Oh, no.
Okay. Thank you to our panelists, and thanks to you for listening. That's all for now. May you return soon, for what is unfinished now will be met with greater clarity and care.